Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An AEW talent claims WWE copied creative, plus big surprises and returns planned for the Raw after WrestleMania. And there is a major change to an NXT title match at Stand and Deliver. For Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Kevin Owens on Monday Night Raw this past Monday, impersonating Stone Cold Steve Austin and giving the crowd not one, but two Steve Austin fake outs. A lot of love for that segment with Kevin Owens, the naughty man, but not everybody was enamored with it, as AEW commentator Taz was quick to point out on Twitter that the segment was eerily similar to what AEW did at Revolution, whereby they played Kenny Omega's music and Don Callis walked out on his own instead. Now, there was quite a bit of response to this on Twitter. One particular fan saying to Taz that similar parody segments have been done multiple times throughout the history of wrestling. Taz was quick to agree, saying, "Chris Candido came out dressed like me to my music, and that was probably mid-90s. Obviously, it's nothing new, but it was just done so recently. I would expect more from a company with 76,000 writers." Shrug emoji. Taz got quite annoyed as people came at him for this. One fan claiming that Vince McMahon lives rent-free in his head. And Taz responded with, "Oh, please get the F out of here. I'm just trying to have some fun with fans. Here is a history lesson. I quit their company. My choice. Do the math. Very ridiculous statement by you. Have a nice day." Taz got quite frustrated with the way that conversation was going and how a lot of people, when he called out WWE creative were quick to go, nah, the whole playing a baby face's music and a heel coming out isn't groundbreaking. Did Taz make a point by saying it was done recently? I think that WWE did it better on this occasion. I'm going to put it out there into the world. I think they did. But Taz getting into a little bit of Twitter, a few Twitter ructions last night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
K-Side Seats reporting today that there is talk that the Raw after WrestleMania will be booked like it has in years past, with big surprises and returns on the show. Now, one big thing we already know is that Veer is set to come on Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. And there won't be just Veer coming on Raw. I feel like we'll see quite a few coming on Raw. A few debuts, a few returns, stuff like that. They do like that. Maybe potentially an NXT call-up as well. This is me just riffing at this point, but Cage Side Seats confirming that WWE are planning to really, really bulk out Raw after WrestleMania with some big returns and some surprises. SmackDown will probably be similar too, because we know that Bayley is very close to returning, and reports are saying that she is set to be part of the plans post-WrestleMania. So a SmackDown after Mania will also probably feature some big returns and surprises too, one of those being Bayley. But what about WrestleMania itself? Well, PW Insider are reporting today that the USA Network will broadcast a two-hour kickoff show for WrestleMania Saturday on April the 2nd from 6 till 8 p.m. A two-hour kickoff show. They've done long kickoff shows before, but to feature it on the USA Network is a great way of getting more eyes onto WrestleMania for that weekend. No doubt we will see, if not one, but maybe both of the Battle Royals on this two-hour kickoff show, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Women's Battle Royal as well. They've not been officially confirmed that they're happening, but it would kind of make sense on a two-hour kickoff show to put some action on there. And I guess your Battle Royals on there don't disrupt too much of the card itself. So that'll be a thing. WrestleMania also will feature a performance by DJ Valentino Khan. He is set to welcome fans into the stadium, playing some music as they come through, essentially. Now, Valentino Khan is an LA DJ. He's a producer and an artist, and he's worked with the likes of Bruno Mars, 2 Chainz, Dizzy Rascal, Major Lazer, Skrillex, and Diplo. So he's got quite the history behind him, has Valentino Khan. It very much makes this feel like a big concert where you've got the DJ before the event starts. So I think that'll be the role that DJ Valentino Khan is set to play at WrestleMania. And congratulations to Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray, the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. They beat Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai in the finals. We saw Toxic Attraction come out post-match. We thought this was going to set up Toxic Attraction versus Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray at Stand and Deliver, but what it did instead was actually make a big change to the NXT Women's Championship match. As Mandy Rose was set to defend against Cora Jade, now it is a fatal four-way. Mandy Rose versus Cora Jade versus Io Shirai versus Kaylee Ray. We had a big brawl at the end to send everybody happy with fighting. It's an interesting change of things there. I don't quite know what the status is with Gigi Dolin and JC Jayce, why they won't be defending their titles on the show. One to keep an eye on, but they have very much loaded up that women's championship match for Stand and Deliver. A couple of other matches were added last night as well. LA Knight and Gunther will compete one-on-one. They had themselves a confrontation on the show last night that has led to this becoming a thing. We also found out last night that Solo Sikoa and Grayson Waller have been added to the NXT North American Championship ladder match. Just one more name to be confirmed for that ladder match. For Stand and Deliver, with the NXT North American title on the line. So Sikoa, Grayson Waller, Santos Escobar, Carmelo Hayes, and one more name to be announced. Tommaso Ciampa will face Tony D'Angelo at Stand and Deliver. Tony wants to become the Don of NXT, and he's going to do it by beating Tommaso Ciampa, apparently. Of course, the Women's Championship, as we discussed, is on the card as well. The NXT tag titles are on the line. Imperium versus the Creed Brothers versus MSK. A triangle tag match with people who we know are going to make some magic in there. And the main event of Stand and Deliver is going to be Dolph Ziggler defending the NXT title against Bron Breakker. The Saturday matinee NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver shaping up to be a good one. YouTube.com/Cultaholic for every Paul Heyman guy ranked from worst to best. Paul has endorsed some big talent over the years, and we've taken a look at all of them to find out who truly is the best Paul Heyman guy and the worst Paul Heyman guy as well. That's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring indie star from the West Coast. I am talking about Vinny Massaro, who has recently had a belter against Tomohiro Ishii. Among other names, he has been a very busy man, a bit of a career renaissance for Vinny Massaro. We talk about all sorts of things in the world of wrestling and video games as well, because he's the big video game guy as well. Love chatting to Vinny. You'll hear it later on the Cultaholic podcast feed. If you missed it last night, twitch.tv/Cultaholic for the video on demand, as Adam Pacitti put on a very special See You Next Tuesday Royal Rumble. If you ever wanted, and why wouldn't you? If you ever wanted to see what would happen if Noel Edmonds, Michael Barrymore, Jim Bowen and Bully from Bullseye and Mr. Blobby all entered a Royal Rumble together, if you ever wondered what that chemistry would look like, wonder no more. twitch.tv/Cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.